Josh Zinke live here inside the Sports Talk 1050 WTK The Ticket. Yesterday we lost one of our own. Big Al from Romulus passed away. I didn't find out yesterday until John Beilein himself tweeted about it. I didn't hear from Ira. I didn't hear from anyone. But there's very few people you meet through here, you know. And I'm not the nicest guy in the world. I can put that out there. I can say that. If people have been listening to the station for a long time, I don't like answering the phones. Not saying I don't. That I dislike people. I'm just thinking, if you put a good show out there, you don't need to answer the phones. Well, Big Al passed away yesterday, and he was one of those guys, when I started here, I did those tailgates, and he was a guy like, oh, I've heard of you, Jay-Z, and I'm like, yeah, well, I don't know you, but nice to meet you. And he was one of those guys that was at every tailgate. He's kind of, you knew who he was if you went to any of the Sports Talk 1050 tailgates, because he introduced himself, was a very nice guy. And then you find out as you go on, he's not just a fan of the station. He actually knew a lot about basketball. And as you saw yesterday from Coach Beilein, Bobby Hurley, a lot of he was known around the station, but not just here on the station, but around Ann Arbor and around all of Michigan in basketball. He was a big AAU guy. We went wrestling event that we just had here at EMU. He had tickets, was high up. Ira hooked him up, and, well, I said, hey, I got some extra seats for you. Just don't tell Ira about it. And that's the actual words. And he's like, where can I meet you? He was all excited about it, and that was the last time I saw Big Al. But it was sad to see that last night from, you know, just a guy that you knew from working the station. Miz, your thoughts on Big Al, your memories of Big Al before we get started on the playground?
Yeah, most of my memories are kind of the same as yours. You know, Big Al was, you know, without a doubt, you know, if he heard of you, he knew you. And it's definitely a crushing loss to the WTK family, because, I mean, it seems like we've got different factions of family here, you know, since I've started working here. You know, you've got, obviously, you got your home family, you've got, you know, your work family that you work with, and then you've got your family of listeners. And Al was one of the first ones. Thoughts and prayers to Al's family in this tough time. And we miss you, Al.
All right. So let's go ahead. This show's kind of dedicated to Al and his family, because he was one of those guys, no matter when you talk to him, it was either by phone or at one of those tailgates, he was always very excited to talk to you. There's many times where he would just call in, not even to be on the radio, just be like, hey, tell me something about Tigers. He'd ask you about, you know, Michigan sports, and he just wanted to talk sports. And there's functions where Ira would just invite him because he knew he was a good guy. So we'll miss you, Al, and this is dedicated to you.